Is your website pretty? Does it work right? Can people find it? If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, a man who paid me to not tell you he reads the dictionary in his spare time, but obviously didn't pay me enough. From Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Hello and welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast. I'm Mark Boyd. Glad to be here with you again this week. Appreciate you tuning into the podcast. And if you detect a little bit of attitude in my voice, definitely got my attitude on this week, because all this talk about Google authorship, Google author rank, and all this stuff, that really gets stuck in my craw, because there's a lot of misconceptions about it. And a lot of talk about authorship is dead. Well, in some ways, the whole author thing is dead, but it's important that you understand the difference between authorship and author rank. And that's what we're going to talk about in the first part of the show today. We've got a ton of good information for you here. But in case you haven't noticed, this is kind of stuck in my craw. And I want to make sure that all of you that are listening understand the difference between authorship and author rank. There's been a lot written online since August 28th. The big talk over the past week since the 28th has been the death of Google authorship. And as tends to be the case, because we live in a sensationalistic society that is very reactionary, life is so fast-paced, we rely on the information fed to us and make reactionary decisions off of it. Don't be reactionary to the whole Google authorship thing, because the main difference that you need to understand about Google authorship and Google author rank is that Google authorship is more of an ego gratification kind of thing. Google author rank has to do more with the information itself. This is why I've reserved judgment. You can listen to previous podcasts where I've touched on this. I've reserved judgment on the whole thing. I don't jump on the bandwagon of, oh, this is dead. No, it's evolving. It's going to become something different. Matt Cutts said several years ago at South by Southwest that SEO is dead. SEO is not dead. Now, the misuse of SEO is dead, and that's being proven with every Panda update, every Penguin update, Hummingbird last year, and then we've got Pigeon, you know, a month or so ago, even though that was named by the SEOs, not by Google, but nonetheless, the manipulation of SEO, the misuse of SEO, that is dead. I don't know Matt Cutts. I've never met him personally. But given the fact that he says SEO is dead, look at the actual meaning of SEO, search engine optimization. Do you believe that your website does not have to be optimized so the search engines can figure out what the hell your website's about, what the hell you're selling, and who the hell you are? And yes, I'm drilling this down to the ridiculous, because you need to be thinking in those terms. It's the misuse of SEO that's dead. And in the case of this Google authorship thing, the Google authorship portion of our show is dead. The ego gratification portion of the show is dead. Because when you think about it, and there can be a bazillion reasons for this. I don't work for Google, so I'm not privy to a lot of the reasons that they did this. But from an end user perspective and from an SEO / content marketing perspective, look at it from the standpoint of, hey, I've got my Google authorship set up wherever and whoever I write for. If my name's on there and I've got a link back to my Google Plus profile, well, great, my picture shows up in the search engine rankings. Personally, I like that. I think that's pretty cool. And I like being able to see the face of somebody that writes information, because working in this world, in the capacity that I do, I've grown to mistrust a lot of what's on the internet, because there are a lot of people that rewrite things. They take an article that somebody good over here, in fact, I'll use Barry Schwartz as an example. They take an article that Barry Schwartz wrote and basically rewrite it for another forum. Now, it's one thing to take an article that somebody that you respect an author that you respect, who put legitimate effort into their article and into what they're expressing. It's one thing for you to take their article and then do your own take on it. It's a whole other thing for you to just take their article and rewrite it. This is something that I was asked to do, never did. I refused to do it, but I was asked to do at a previous place of employment of mine that will remain unnamed. But some of you listening here have been asked to do the same thing. Oh, just take this and rewrite it. No. That's not right. And that's why this whole authorship and author rank controversy is even the subject of our discussion here, much less the subject of countless articles online. It's because too many people have been asked to do that over time, and too many people have actually done it. So anyway, all that to say, Google comes up with the idea of authorship and author rank and thinks, yeah, you know, you have your Google Plus profile, make sure that you have the right coding in your byline to link back to your Google Plus profile. And when your pictures show up in the SERPs, or excuse me, when your articles show up in the SERPs, your picture is going to show up next to them. Fantabulous. Love that idea. I love the way it looks. However, it's not real mobile friendly. And as a result, some tweaks had to be made and some other considerations had to be made. And in the end, when you think about it logically, they had to think, how important is it in the end to have a person's picture next to the article? Is it really resulting in that many clicks? And here's where trust comes in. Google decided that it's really not resulting in significantly more clicks on a given article if that person's picture is next to the article. We really have no choice but to go along and, you know, accept that, unless you have your own studies that you've done where you have your own statistics where you can say, oh no, I beg to differ here. That's pretty much where we are right now, is Google has determined, you know, it makes more sense to get rid of those pictures than it does to keep those pictures in the SERPs. And whether you agree with it or not, and I'm sure there are many reasons that this decision was made, mobile is certainly one of them. Mobile search is only getting stronger. Mobile search is only getting more important. And truth of the matter is, the more graphics, the more pictures you have showing up on mobile search, the slower the search is. And from the standpoint of the search engine provider, your experience is not as good. So at the end of the day, the Google authorship, with that being dead, that means your picture is not going to show up. And that's where I say it's more about ego gratification, because what's being lost in all the hype and in that process is the fact that Google author rank still counts. I believed this from the moment I heard that Google authorship was dead. And the reason I believed it is because it made absolutely no sense to get rid of author rank. Getting rid of Google author rank gets rid of the purpose. And that I just had a hard time swallowing because it did not make sense to me. Keep calm and carry on. Keep doing your Google authorship the same way you've been. Google's end goal here is they want to attach human beings to every piece of information that they are indexing. Google's SERPs, they want those to be the best and most pristine. There's competition amongst the search engines. Who delivers the best results? Well, it's pretty much decided at this point that Google delivers the best results. How do you keep delivering the best results? You have to look for ways to stay ahead of the game. While you're looking for ways to stay ahead of the game, you're going to fail. While you discover better ways to stay ahead of the game, look at Google Buzz, look at Google Wave. Granted, Google Plus is no incredible success, but it's incredibly more successful than Buzz or Wave. And it has provided the inroads into social media that Google has been looking for. And if you question that, then I want you to question right now why you even care about Google authorship or Google author rank. Because if Google Plus had not made inroads into social media and had not proven itself as a legitimate factor in your ranking, you wouldn't even care and you wouldn't even be listening to me ranting right now. So just keep that in mind. Keep calm and carry on with what you're doing with your Google authorship. Keep linking back to your author profile.
Chicks dig dudes with algorithmic integrity, and dudes dig chicks with social semantics, if you get my drift. Can you feel the cyber love? We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDnD.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
Welcome back to the Mind Your Business podcast. Thank you for tuning in again this week. It's always good to be here with you and sharing this information. Always good to get your feedback too. If you have any questions to do with web design, web development, and I mean colors, I mean fonts, I mean functionality, and I mentioned colors and fonts because I'm going to be talking to our very own Chad Rock, Mind's lead designer, about the psychology of color and font and how they can affect how people interact with your site, how they feel about your site, and ultimately how much time they choose to spend on your site. Look for that coming soon. I'll be talking with Chad about those topics and bring him in on the show, and we'll answer more of your questions too. If you have any questions on those topics, feel free to send them to us. That's what we're here for. And I apologize for spending so much time talking about Google today. It's not a cheap SEO ploy, I assure you. But there's just been a lot going on with Google here recently. Just read about the new Google Callout extension that has to do with your PPC. I'm not a PPC expert. Our man Fabio is, and I'll be talking with Fabio about the call-out extension soon, and I'll try to bring him in on the show for you to discuss the call-out extension and bring a little clarity to it for you for that aspect of your PPC. Something else going on here, too, is Google is testing Google Hangouts in their search results, or they appear to be anyway. Reports are today that Google Hangouts boxes for live events are showing up in the SERPs. And this is usually an indication that Google's testing something that is about to happen. And I go back to a few months ago when your Google authorship bio pictures were not showing up in the SERPs. There would be on a given day, people would report that there was a window of about an hour or maybe 2 hours, or in one case, almost an entire day, where the Google authorship bio pictures were not showing up in the SERPs. That became an indication of what eventually happened, and that was that the pictures were removed, as we discussed earlier. So when Google's testing something, little things like this show up in the search engine forums, and this is a big one right here because, one, we don't really know what the end result of this is going to be, but we do know that Google is spending time with the with their Google Hangouts, and they're working something out. So that's going to evolve here, and we'll keep you apprised of how it evolves. It's going to be very, very interesting because there's been all of the chicken littles saying, the sky is falling, Google Plus is dead. As I've been saying all along, Google Plus is evolving. It may or may not continue to be called Google Plus in the future. I don't know, but they're obviously experimenting with different aspects of it and how it affects search. First, it was authorship. Now they're looking at Google Hangouts. So just be aware of it, and we'll keep you apprised of how this evolves over time. And finally, as if you don't get enough Google away from this podcast, we have a question from Stephen in Lancaster, who asks, why am I not seeing much improvement after sending in my disavow request to Google? One of my favorite questions, because it seems like it should be pretty simple. You send in a disavow request and the links are disavowed, and that's that. But unfortunately, you know, with Google reconsideration requests, disavowing links isn't enough. And Stephen, as far as why you're not seeing much improvement after sending in your disavow request to Google, there could be different reasons for it. But the most common reason is you have to send in your disavow request more than once. And I hate to tell you that, but Google has gotten more and more stringent with their guidelines with disavow requests. And believe me, I've been through the mud with this stuff. I've been involved with link disavows that were in the tens of thousands of links, literally. Not all by myself working with a team, but we all are literally having to create spreadsheets with all of the inbound links to a given site. And we've got to go through each one. We've got to click on each one of those links and assess the site and write a note to Google about why we want it disavowed. Now, it's not like you have to write an essay about it, but Google wants to see that you went through the effort to visit sites and to try to get the links removed yourself. From Google's standpoint, disavow request means, hey, I tried to contact this person and they would not remove the link to my website. So unfortunately, Google, I have to ask you if you'll disavow that link. People get lazy with that and they just decide, I'm just going to make a spreadsheet and I'm going to send it into Google and I'm just going to write a quick reason here and I'm going to have them disavow all of these. Well, one, you want to be sure of what you're disavowing, obviously. But two, most importantly, Google wants to see that you've put out some effort and that you have tried to contact these people. They really have no way of checking to be sure, because you figure how many disavow requests does Google get in a given day, and it's just an insane amount. So you can send in your disavow request and you may have to send it in again, and then you may have to send it in again, and you can't keep sending the same one in over and over again. You got to go through the process. And the thing to keep in mind, I can't emphasize this enough. In Google's eyes, when you're penalized because of a lot of irrelevant bullshit links coming into your site, they don't care about you. They care about their search results. Whatever inconvenience this causes you, Google doesn't care about, because in their eyes, you know, you shouldn't have done this to begin with. And we're not going to make it too easy for you to recover from it, because as we all know, if you make it too easy to recover from something you're penalized for, the likelihood of people trying that method again is higher, because they look at it and they think, that penalty wasn't too bad. You know, we can withstand that again. Google knows that. Google's been through that 1,000,000,000 times over. So just bear in mind, if you are in the unfortunate position of having to send in a disavow request to Google with a bunch of links on it that you want removed from your site, don't expect preferential treatment. Don't even expect quick results from it. Understand that you may have to send it in more than once. Be patient, but most importantly, be thorough when you send in the disavow requests and make a legitimate effort to try to get these links removed yourself. Google doesn't want to have to disavow links. They really don't at the end of the day. To them, that means you tried and you couldn't get the links removed yourself. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people who don't try, but they try to make it look like they did. And that's what Google's concerned about here. And that's what I'll leave you with. If you are in that position and you're not seeing much improvement after sending in your disavow request to Google, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you may have to send in the disavow request again. And number one, make sure you're thorough with your disavow request, that you go through those links. And number two, be thorough and honest in your reason for wanting the links disavowed. Again, you don't have to write an essay about it, but have a line or two that explains why you want those links disavowed. And it may take two or three times through, but eventually, you know, you'll get what you're looking for. Google's just not going to make it easy for you because they don't want you to do it again, and they don't want to have to deal with this stuff. Thank you again for tuning into the podcast this week. Look forward to seeing you again next week. Click that Ask a Question button. Send your questions in. We'll see you next week.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.